Ronan Klugman speaks for Plett Rage. Ronan, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Is there a plan? What is the plan for a socially distanced and COVID-safe Plett Rage for 2020?
I think there's definitely a plan. We're probably on version 52 as far as our plan goes and where we fit in. But yeah, we've been working alongside the officials in Plett, and we've appointed a company called Wellness Safe to help us kind of get through this treacherous time. I suppose you'd ask, what does the product look like and what are we doing to make sure this thing happens?
Yeah.
So we obviously take guidelines from the government, and we can only do what they advise us on. And the understanding is currently that we can have 500 people at a gathering. And then there's various protocols that we will obviously be putting in place. And that will boil down from what the government gazettes that you need to do in terms of safety, and then also kind of our interpretation and maybe taking things to another level. So we've got an app that's called Keep Out COVID. We will have all our rages that will kind of have to do a pre-register every day before they come into space. We will also have everything on cashless, and that will then allow them not to have many contacts. In addition, they'll all have to scan into the venue, which will all be on their wristbands, so we'll be able to determine how many people can be in a particular venue at once and who will be in that venue at a particular time. We are also looking at supplying surgical masks to all the rages, because there's a lot of talk about the different masks and then not working. I saw an article where the airlines are actually considering making all the passengers use surgical masks, which are far, far more effective. So we want to kind of get rid of that risk and obviously try to implement masks that are far, far more effective.
So, I mean, obviously you're taking it very, very seriously, both because you have to and also because you want to. And the things that you can control, like having no more than 500 people into a venue, that'll work. But once people are in that venue, and not every person who's at Matric Rage drinks and takes drugs, but quite a few do. And, you know, what happens at gatherings like this, once they're in there, masks continue to be worn. You have to take them off in order to have a drink or in order to have a bite to eat. They're not going to go back on. And how you manage that is going to be a challenge for you, I suspect.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge for everyone in the country who is hosting any kind of gathering, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a cinema, whether it be a bar. So we've obviously got certain protocols that we will implement, where you'll be sitting down at a table. If you're having a drink, you'll obviously not be wearing a mask. If you are walking to the bar, you will be required to wear a mask. You will be asked to put on a mask. We will have COVID. So instead of having you've got your regular door staff and you call them bouncers, we will now be employing COVID management officers. They'll be in marked clothing. They will say, hey, you, put your mask on. We'll have a warning system where you'll get a yellow card. One yellow card means you were not compliant, you're out for the day. Two yellow cards means you are out for the festival. Zero tolerance from our side. With regards to the different areas where they will potentially be going around again, you have to wear a mask. It's the reality of the new normal that we face. So we're taking it incredibly seriously. In addition to the COVID safety officers and the materials that will be up in terms of all the signage, we'll also have a light system that will be on the stages. So you'll have a green light where everyone's kind of compliant, and there'll be, again, the safety officers watching. It will go to orange when there's potentially one or two people that are not compliant. And red means music's off. The entertainment comes on the microphone, and people are told to put their masks back on.
Okay, I mean that's a lot to, but these are the things that are necessary. I've just had something from a listener saying that people paid up front and now they don't want to attend, the children don't want to attend because it's not going to be what they wanted it to be, and when are you going to pay back the money and why do you want to keep half of it?
Well, I think we discussed this in the previous interview with one of your colleagues, and I think if everyone kind of understands the way events work, the events industry and an event is all the money's not spent on the event itself. There's a whole build up to that, and our cancellation policy hasn't changed. It's remained exactly the same with or without a pandemic, because the costs to host the event are not in the tent that we put up only, and not in the artists that we have at the event or security staff. There's a whole back end to putting this event on, as there are to any other events that happen, where there's staff that are employed full-time, where there's commitments that are made with regards to leases and suppliers, marketing to just launch the actual ticket sales. So it's not about keeping the money. It's about the commitments that the event has in order to just get it to a place that allows it to go on sale, that allows it to trade during the year.
Thank you very much, Ronan Klugman, speaking there for Plett Rage. And it does sound, well, it sounds, they are putting a lot of precautionary procedures in place, and let's hope that they keep the people who do go there as safe as possible.